Blog Talk Radio.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
What's up, Miami? Who's ready for the weekend review? Time to introduce the main host, Vixen J.
Hello, nerd.
This is Vixen J, and I am addicted to pandas, fresh vanilla coffee, and sweet aioli. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
Well, Vixen, that is true, but that's my alter ego. My real name is I'm Batman.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
Hold on. Hello, guys. Welcome to Pinky. We are here at PDQ Live for another exciting night. We have here
there's a lot of people here, so it's a little crazy. So if you hear a lot of feedback from the back, it's
here getting out.
We're also the video game set up there, the VFX for the Smash Brothers.
Faze, and you're listening to another episode of the Week in Review, only on the EO1 Network.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I mean, we're doing a break here.
I'm announcing somebody's food is ready.
It's a little crazy here.
I'm starving.
It's a little crazy here in Atlanta. We have a weird setup, so bear with us, guys. Thank you for listening to our show. We appreciate it. But yes, crazy, crazy times. We announced us, well, actually yesterday we announced that Batgirl, Yvonne Gregg, passed away. If you know who she is, she's Batgirl on the Batman in the 1960s. Basically, she passed away at her home in a Pacific Palace state, surrounded by her immediate family, and comforted by an office that's pretty nice. So she died from complications from the first cancer. You know, went only for another.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I mean, you have somebody who
passed
away.
Yes.
Times in the Batman world.
Yeah, what happened to Superman?
Wow, these are real people, right? But of course, there is a dad of the year that I'm going to talk about. Basically, Jack is an infant who a year ago was suffering from something in the cranium. Basically a premature fusing of his skull. So he had corrective surgery and after was required to wear a corrective helmet. Thanks to a Reddit user, Mike Sweeney, they did a flashlight for it. So basically, they designed by Jack's loving father, helmets done by Star Wars. Yeah, you have R2-D2, you have Legend Pennies, you have Star Wars' helmet. So that was pretty cool.
And how much is it for the helmet?
We're learning some crazy stuff in here. I see Zero Suit Sam is walking around right now. If you don't know what Zero Suit Sam is, basically, Sam can sit like you were expecting. I don't know. That Pokemon sounds pretty good. If you guys have been to TDQ, it is the freshest food in under, what, 6 minutes, I think it was? I mean, because nothing frozen or anything like that. The chicken is 100% fresh. But guys, we're here till 9 o'clock, 10121 West Flagler Street. You guys have to check it out. Which is www.elementsonlight.com. Make sure to follow us there. But a movie that just came out, which a lot of people have been giving bad reviews about, is a Fantastic Four. But according to research, says that an early draft of Josh Trank's Fantastic Four script has found his way to reporters. Apparently, he wanted to have Moleman, Kirby, the Fantastic Four, and Galactus in the movie. But when they changed directors, the producer said, no, I don't want this anymore. I want to have Doom. So because of him, he screwed up the movie. Because we do have a friend named Marco that said it's called Mike Linder. That Moleman should have been the villain in this movie. And when, of course, you saw this topic, Disney had this on Expo, and they announced a full lineup of movies coming out, Finding Dory, Mars, Toy Story 4, and Final Fantasy. It's
incredible.
Like, just lost.
I'm
really excited about Final Fantasy 2. It's basically the first movie you can actually see that's Fantastic Four without being screwed up. And we also saw Rogue One photos of the first people of Star Trek. It's basically a side story after what happened, I think, between the first class. You see, you look at that type of class. And then Ronda Rousey, your father and friend, wants to be Captain Marvel.
Is she Captain Marvel?
No. But they did draw a picture of how Ronda Rousey looks as Captain Marvel. She's pretty badass. I don't see it either. I mean, just because The Rock is going to play, I think it is, or something like that. Or no, who plays the same? So why would they put Ronda on there? Okay. Okay. Well, she's bored. She has other things to do. Well, she hasn't seen it in a few. Nobody will have 30 seconds to ring with her. But, TV shows. You saw Kourtney Kardashian on all over the internet. She is launching her podcast out there.
Is she trying to be like her sister?
No, no, no. Kourtney Kardashian has three kids. Just one. So, Mr. Lord Dipshit, that's what I call that dipshit, whatever, is an idiot for cheating on her.
Maybe.
All right, nice opening up for it, yes. The only thing I like about her is that the only thing I saw was that she doesn't have a scarf. She has two sections. She doesn't have a scarf at all. But she does have a nice body for one of her features.
I thought
so.
You
know, I'm not saying the blonde, I'm just saying that, you know, it looks... Well, your kids have also heard the offering. Well, you want to prepare the offering, probably. Yes. Yeah. They're getting new for that season.
Why?
So I'm thinking, sure, why wouldn't they get me? What the hell's
wrong? How did you
pick my show topic? I didn't pick the show topic, but you didn't pick the show topic. So, but, it's so crazy here, it's not the game pack. Yeah, there's a lot of people here. There's a lot of people here that came in going, what? I'm not but, you know. We're going to figure out what is it? Wait, okay, I'm good. Alright, never mind. This is a quick commission.
Hi, this is Victor J, and let me tell you about my favorite robots from Stardust. Light of the Night. They are now available for all of your special or www.lineupthenight.com. Hi, this is Vixen J, and I get all of my costumes for the festivals and Comic-Cons at Wonder Costumes, your one-stop shop for quality costumes at the best prices. They're serving customers in Miami and worldwide. This store is open year-round. You can follow them at www.wondercostumes.com.
My favorite started from They're having an amazing block party August 29th. And for more information, you can follow me on Instagram, Vixen J, so you can hear what you can find. We won't be there during the live broadcast. So hop on Bob, it's fine, no one cares.
It's a free party. We're going to have it on the website tomorrow. On our news section, I put it there so it's a lot easier to get a fight. But you know what? Let's hear from our first segment. So.
Take a base of action. Green team, skip past the holding sector and D-Shogun.
Admiral, we have enemy ships in Sector 47.
It's a trap.
So, this is our next news segment. I don't want to get fixed. So, our news segment is a trap. A lot of people actually like this, and I think it's made up of a big deal. I know. So, we have one coming from a mate, Amy Gregorio. When work asks you, what are you doing tomorrow, don't say nothing.
That's a trap.
And we also have underscore Mary Tulane. Says, Earth to everybody, Netflix and chill doesn't mean Netflix and chill ever. It's a trap. So all you girls, when the guy tells you, you want to come over from the Netflix and chill? No, it's not that. It's something I'm on board.
Unless he's stuck in the first,
so then he
really
comes back when you chill. You know what? There was a nice little picture on Instagram about a guy on the festival, and it was a guy wearing a mask, and a rag, and chloroform. Eventually. Come on. We are not recommending any of this.
Scooby-Doo?
Oh. I don't like Scooby-Doo.
No.
Okay. But you know what I did watch? Did you know that Scooby-Doo
Doing this was for the kids, so to have a bunch of kids running around getting really happy that their favorite characters are here, just it's the whole reason we started this, and it brings the biggest smile to their faces, and that's honestly why we do what we do, and we absolutely adore every child that comes in and every smile that's on their face. A lot of kids like to show off the memorabilia, and then the best part is, you know, we get to work with that, and we get to feed off the memorabilia, and we basically make up stories for that, and, you know. The whole thing is about entertainment, so the further you can go with it, the better it is. We almost were thinking about bringing in the bio. In a restaurant, it's probably not the best thing to do.
Gotta throw bananas and shells.
See how that goes from there. Watch them spin out and just go, Mamma Mia! I grew up playing the Mario games on the NES, so it's one of the Mario Party games for me, because it creates enemies out of your friends. but I think without a doubt, Super Smash Brothers has to be the best Mario game for me, hands down. As a normal game, but like as Mario per se, it's honestly between Super Mario Party and just Mario Kart. For me, I would say that the original Super Mario Brothers for the NES is one of my favorites. Or Super Mario World for the Super NES, which everybody knows that one. That's like everybody's go-to game when it comes to Mario.
Super Mario Galaxy.
Mario Galaxy is one of my more favorite modern ones.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No problem. Have a nice day.
That song can only mean one thing. It's Loot Crate. It's Comic Con in a box. Get your monthly subscription that includes DC, Marvel, Sci-Fi, Star Wars, video games, and much, much more. Visit www.elementsonite.com and click on the shop section for more information. It's Loot Crate, Comic Con in a box.
I'm Shia LaBeouf taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag! 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 You're a douchebag! Douchebag! Douchebag!
We have two dispatches. There is some subway is being guilty for the job called the wheel, which is the only thing to do in the world. So I guess being a spokesman for subway looking on that way, you're going to take something very hard.
Do you have any false figures?
for the CD. We'll see how that checks out. I'm going to turn out pretty soon.
Remember the language we ordered? I ordered like a bag. You know, they got here, but like 6 months later. I'm like, so for example,
example, if you're going to Comic Con and you want to have lanyards in your car, please order it like a year in advance because it's not going to happen.
Hey, Jake, what's
going on?
Oh,
it looks very cool. I mean, you see all these people walking on the like, interacting with all the kids and everything. And I mean, they really get into character. Like, they really, really. No, I just wanted more promo ninjas. I was also a freaking hot man because he disappeared. I didn't know what else. I feel it worse. Like, it disappeared in 2 seconds. Like, they're like. So, I was also going to pick out the next winner. Do I even have this? I think I have a list on the phone this time, right?
No, I don't. I think it's perfect.
He's going to win a the winner is winning a case of 3, yes. So, guys, you see all the stuff you guys can win? Those are my lucky numbers. We have a winner. Awesome.
Oh my gosh,
you see me like the signals like they do in the airport with the airplane? Okay. I mean, the cool thing about this race, honey, this brush is smooth and it's fast.
That's the only
brush
on the
dusty
side of the
event. Yes.
It's amazing. It's not expensive at all. I see a
and the people next to us are enjoying the food. The people in front of us are going to say, like, hey, snap on their food.
How's your food, sir?
I don't care. Are you really asking for us? You want to say, hold on, sir. An hour earlier because all those parents are going to be going nuts to get their kids to school. Because that's the one day that no bus picks up any kids. Because every parent wants to take their kids. And you know what the funny thing is? Our Instagrams are going to be flooded with parents going,
listen, my child, because we're so guilty of that.
Yeah, I know. That's the same thing. The funny thing with us is that we post one of each child and then we post one of all three of them together.
And then one of us celebrating because they're back to school.
Yeah.
We margarita
tonight. Yeah. So, yeah, full time on Monday. Tune in. go on our website and see when I'm going to be posting that up, because it's going to be blocked everywhere.
This Saturday, we have
Victor Kahn. Valentino
Kahn. The
gas list,
the free
gas list
is closed.
Right.
The only way to actually
get it is to $20. You guys can contact me, go on my website, contact me there on Instagram DM, and then I'll be able to get you guys a ticket. You know, $20.
It's gonna be free.
It gets you a free, first time free, and then $300 for bottle packages.
Exactly. And then Friday,
we
pick up the party after our very own
group, Braddock,
who's the
Dave's
on the
Rizzi
B, will be in the main room.
Yeah, of course, it's going to
be a Braddock reunion.
Yeah, who wants to talk?
Right,
so you're not coming to keep it around. So, yeah, it's just going to be that. Lucille's
birthday is
also my boss, so thank you.
That's Mr. Cowboy. So, we might have another started. We don't know yet.
We don't know what's happening that night, but that's all it's coming out, I think. We're going to get some food right now. Come by, make sure you check it out. 10121 West Lively Street. It's CDQ. You're going to be seeing everybody out here. We shall see you guys next week. We actually have a couple people lined up. We're going to see who we have to speak and all that. So we shall let you guys know. Until then.